on our conversation about busyness and our cultural patterns that are not so personal. So you're not to blame. It's, we internalize these by osmosis. But when the Dalai Lama was asked what surprised him most about humanity, he answered, man or humans, because they sacrifice their health in order to make money. Then they sacrifice money to recuperate their health. And then they're so anxious about the future that they do not enjoy the present. And the result being that they do not live in the present or the future. They live as if they're never going to die, and then die having never really lived. So I think he was talking about all humans tend to get bound up in time and seeking. And the Buddha did not want us to be seekers. He wanted us to be finders. To get off the wheel, not on the wheel. And the way we fulfill that desire to be off the wheel is each moment. Stepping out of our idea of ourselves and where we're going or where we've been to a direct experience of ourselves as we are. Feeling that presence of awareness where there is no problem to be solved right now. Nothing to become, nothing to do or undo. The heart of the teachings of happiness is that nothing can make you happier than you are fundamentally. As Gendun Rinpoche says, happiness does not come through great effort and willpower, but in open relaxation and letting go. So don't strain yourself. Just settle back into the moment. Find your body. Feel it long enough for the idea of it to give way to the felt experience. It's no longer a body and it's no longer my body, it's just sensation. Vibration. Aliveness. We find and enjoy the body's experience of its own breath. We, if it's possible, take delight in the experience of breathing, or the experience of sitting. Experience of that contact point of our hands, our lips. Feeling that stilling that comes from having our mind in our body and our body in our mind. Feeling free to be secluded in this experience of embodiment, the presence of awareness, that combination of body and awareness. Free momentarily of history. Just this moment. Just a sneak preview on the next instruction. If some physical experience other than the general body awareness or breath, hands, if some sensation becomes stronger than the general, like a particular place in the body where there's aching or burning or stabbing or itching or tingling, squeezing, cool, warm, if any of these sensations become louder than the general sensations of sitting or breathing, and let our primary anchor move to the background and let your attention rest in the foreground of whatever that predominant experience is. If it's aching, just sense aching is like this. Noticing the experience of aching, feeling its quality, and noticing what happens to that feeling of aching when it's noticed, whether it expands or gets stronger, whether it vanishes, whether it morphs into some other sensation. Making no effort to alter that experience, but taking refuge in the Dharma, the truth that this is aching. Aching is like this. And when it begins to fade or is less compelling or has passed away, then settle back again into the home base, whatever the primary anchor. As well with sounds, if any sound becomes stronger than the breath or the primary anchor, just let that sound fill the awareness, hearing. Notice what happens to that sound. Notice it's fading. And then in behalf of staying anchored to the living present, we connect again with the simple body awareness or breath. Our hands. Soft mind, yet alert. Gentle, yet precise. remembering that mindfulness, sati, is not a doing, but it's much more a state of being aware. So it's very relaxed. Yet even though it's a state of being, we give initially selective attention to our body sensations, gathering, sensing, sustaining. All the while resting in this state of being lucidly aware. This awareness highlighting the experience of the sitting body, breathing body, the hands. Just this moment. in the last few minutes of our practice, we combine the qualities of interest and attention with goodwill, and we love, we bring more intimate loving attention to our head and sense lovingly the hair and the scalp and the skin and the bones of our skull, the front of our face, along the contours of the top of our head, back of our head, the occipital ridge. We just glide our attention along the contours of this head, this body, particularity, our individuality. Each gentle movement of our attention along our head, like a caress of kindness, kind attention to our head, kind attention to our neck. No strain or struggle, just being aware of the neck, sensing it lovingly as we feel the skin and the flesh and the muscles and the bones of the neck. Caressing our shoulders with kindfulness. Caressing our arms, cascading down our arms, our biceps and elbows and forearms and wrists and hands down to the tips of our fingers, sensing the skin and the flesh and the muscles and the bones of the arms. Lovingly sensing our front body, our upper torso of our front body, our lower torso, skin, flesh, muscles, bones, organs. Caressing our back body along the curve of our spine, the contours of our back, sensing skin, flesh, muscles, and the bones of the back. Sensing our buttocks, sensing our sits bones, and then caressing lovingly the thighs and knees, shins and calves, ankles and feet down to the tips of the toes. Skin, flesh, muscles, bones of the legs that carry us. Until our whole body is enveloped in a field of loving attention, being aware of the body, resting in a field of kindness and awareness. Appreciation. While we're at it, just dropping into that field the words that express that universal wish that we have for ourselves. May I be happy and peaceful to the best of my ability. May I sense that right now. May I have health and strength, as healthy and as strong as I can be right now, and given the limitations of my body, and may I accept those limitations with grace. May I feel safe, safe with myself, and safe with others. May I be at ease and well. May my heart be touched by kindness. letting these good wishes wash over our body, expand to include everyone who's supporting our practice today, here and afar. May we all grow in loving awareness.